Perhaps one of the hottest things in marketing today is local SEO. In this episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast, we're going to visit with Neil Crist. He's a head of product and engineering at Moz. Probably knows more about local SEO and the industry insights around SEO than most people alive. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz, and my guest today is Neil Crist. He is the head of product and engineering at Moz. And we're going to talk about their annual State of Local SEO, industry insights for a successful 2019. So we're going to be all over the place with local SEO, and you guys know how I love to talk about that. So Neil, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, John, for having me.
So I said this was an annual survey, and I think it is, isn't it? Is this something you do or have done for a number of years?
You know, we've done a number of studies sort of on an annual basis. We've done local ranking factors, local SEO predictions, et cetera. This is somewhat of a new one in that we decided we wanted to sort of look at the local landscape from a marketing perspective and sort of get points of view on how the local landscape's changing from both search and then more broadly marketing as well.
So who did your survey then, just to get a kind of a baseline on some of the results we're going to talk about?
Yeah, so we surveyed, I think, roughly around 1,800 marketers, local marketers. So these are SMB marketers. There's some embedded within enterprises, but mostly skewed toward SMB.
Yeah, I noticed about a third were called themselves small business focused agencies, which
yeah.
is, you know, really kind of in our sweet spot for a lot of listeners. So and these were really the insights from them. And being one of them, I'm going to say that doesn't mean they're right.
So that's a good point.
So for context, let's just start with, because you mentioned the ranking factors right now today, and I have to emphasize that today because it might change tomorrow. You know, what are the most important ranking factors for small business as far as kind of Moz has discovered?
Well, in terms of local specifically, yeah. So there are a number of things that I would touch on about that. I think if I were to take one step back from it, I think to sort of connect it to why we did this study, it really was about this notion that local continues to change in a pretty dramatic way in terms of local search. And so part of our work that we've been doing at Moz is really diving into an understanding the increasing role that local is playing, not just in local search, but in every type of search, right? Local is becoming a core ranking factor, regardless of if it's a local business or not. So in our minds, part of this study was really to get inside the heads of marketers to understand, like, do they understand the changing landscape? Do they understand the complexity? And by and large, what we found is they understand the complexity, but in terms of double clicking down into the details, they have trouble prioritizing across the, you know, 15 plus tactics they could employ to impact local search.
Let me clarify something. Are you suggesting then that if I'm a national business and I don't even have an office necessarily, like I'm a consultant or something, it doesn't really matter where I work. Are you suggesting that good, solid local ranking factors, you know, that happen to be with where I am are going to help me rank nationally?
So, no, I'm saying the inverse is what the point I was trying to make, which is, you know, what we're seeing is this case where because local is a personalization aspect of any search, regardless of device that you're on, we're seeing that personalization aspect taking part in determining what shows up in the search engine result pages, regardless of if it's a local search or not. And so what I mean by that is we have cases today where we have clients, right, large national brands that have local locations, and they're competing with non-local results, right, for their products and their services. And so even though we have brands that aren't local or online marketplaces that aren't local, they are actively competing in that local search use case. And so the lines are blurred. And so then you enter in a local marketer who now is trying to compete in local, but then also has national brands and then also has even non-local brands competing for space. It becomes a very active landscape.
Well, and let's not forget to throw in the aggregators, you know, that are out there doing the 10 best blah, blah, blah in their city. But I mean, they're essentially national, you know, lead aggregators, and they're messing up the local results. And it seems like Google right now kind of likes them.
That's right. And, you know, I think, you know, local data has been, you know, a very messy sort of landscape for quite some time. And I do think that Google's making good moves towards trying to find sources of truth that it can sort of rely on, which is, I think, in the long term going to help in local search. You know, today that's not the case, but we're at least seeing movements in that direction.
Well, I think ironically, they were part of the problem. You know,
yes.
But going from places to Google Plus to whatever it is, you know, but I think they finally landed. You know, it seems like that, doesn't it? With Google My Business is really, they seem serious this time.
Yeah, I agree with you. Google My Business, I think, is it's a confluence of a couple things. You know, one is with local searches being so close to the intent to purchase, I think Google has really gotten a handle on the monetization opportunities that exist in that local search use case, right? And also, I think there's a secondary effort for Google to maintain a really positive experience for searchers that are searching in the local context. Some of it's having effects that local marketers might not like, right? And one example of that would be you search for a particular good or service and you actually find a business, but you never do visit their website, but you actually may end up clicking to call. You may actually end up clicking to navigate and become a customer of that local business, but there won't be any attribution to the website, right? So those traditional metrics sort of get thrown sideways. But when you look at the experience that Google's trying to promote, they're trying to create a consistent ability for a person searching to find what they're looking for and take action because it's so close to that transaction.
Well, that seems awfully generous. I think what they're trying to do is control the transaction itself. You know, you look at yes. local search ads and it's, you know, somebody can actually, you know, be all the way to a truck coming to their house and not even know who they're, I mean, they'll know who they're working with, but the entire transaction's gone through Google.
Without question. And I think I was taking sort of the customer experience first point of view, which is an argument, but you're right. The sort of disintermediation potential there in what's happening today in certain verticals is absolutely a byproduct. And so I think, you know, for local marketers, I think, you know, one important thing to do is understand, depending on the vertical that they play in and the geography, right? Because those have a factor as well. Understanding the dynamics of local search, even to the point where I would say, you know, become a customer and search for your goods and services on different devices. Ask questions on Google. Look for topics surrounding the area that you work in and that you serve, and really start to understand what is showing up in search engine results, and what should I understand? What kind of content's popping up? Are there featured snippets that show up that I should be aware of as a local marketer, and those sort of things.
And then do repeat the entire process in incognito mode.
And exactly in incognito mode, even employ friends, right? And because we see personalization creating lots of variability in what that search result looks like.
Let's talk about.
And so yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I wanted to jump to proximity. You know, in today's world, especially so many people on a mobile device searching for stuff, and the maps listing basically takes over the entire screen. You know, so for certain types of, you know, home service businesses, that maps listing has become, you know, live or die, I think, in some cases. And yet it still seems that it doesn't matter how many reviews you have or how good you are, all the social signals and the backlinks, proximity is still such a big factor that you might not have much range.
Right. So definitely for certain types of searches, proximity wins when it's clearly a local signal, a local search signal. I would say though, you know, the types of content you're referring to, like reviews. There's some new content types on Google My Business, like question and answers, and that type of content is playing a factor. And there have been some tests done within the local search community that's starting to prove out that. I think one of the studies that we recently conducted, probably in 2018, sort of mid 2018, was understanding the relevant or the inclusion of ads within local. And so we did a broad study across 11 different verticals and across, I think, 100 different cities in the United States, the largest cities in the U.S. And we found broad variability in terms of where those monetization efforts were going on with Google. And it really created this situation where marketers maybe playing in a space where they think they have some room to gain organic opportunity. And then that space changes, the characteristics of that space changes from week to week and changes the opportunity. And that's why I think for us, we're spending a lot of time thinking about how do we bring forward the insights and also the changes, the variability I talked about, for local marketers so they can start to adapt as those changes occur.
So let's talk a moment about, we already mentioned Google My Business, but I mean, would it be your advice that because Google does seem, you know, they added text messaging and posts and question and answer and descriptions now and service listings. I mean, they seem to keep adding things to it and encouraging you to put videos on it. I mean, would it be simple advice to just say if Google seems to be all in on that, we as marketers have to be all in on every opportunity they give us to optimize that?
So I would say I hesitate against saying yes as a blanket answer, only because I think part of the calculus here it depends on the competitiveness of your particular local business and your particular sort of local search landscape, right? So it could, I would always say with any local business, both as part of Moz and as a colleague of folks that own local businesses, I would say without question that you should make sure that your details, your profile is well appointed on Google My Business, right? It feels like a table stake, particularly given that with the experience of search, keeping you on that Google My Business property for a number of clicks, right? It used to be the website click, the website link was within the search result of the local pack. And at some point last year, it sort of got relegated down one step. And now I think it's down another step. So, if you really want users to interact with the Google My Business profile and end up a customer or end up on your website, ultimately, it's important that that profile stand out.
So let's do a little bit of an offshoot of that. The knowledge panels, we've been with this for a couple of years. And if somebody does, as you said, kind of they know the business they're looking for in the city, they're going to pull up that knowledge panel. But I'm starting to see knowledge panels show up for local businesses for organic searches. So it might be something closely related to their business. And maybe because their name, has that search term in it or something, the knowledge panel, shows up on the right side. So, I mean, that would suggest to somebody, wow, that's an important thing. How important is it that we're optimizing, not just optimizing, but we're paying attention to, what the knowledge panel means to the local business?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the way that we've talked about the knowledge panel in local is, if you think about it from just a percentage of the page, right, just real estate, pure real estate, the idea that you could take actions and earn that space makes it incredibly valuable, because it stands out even more so than the traditional Tim Blue links that you would see, as well as featured snippets, right? So Dr. Pete Myers from Moz talks about featured snippets being position zero. I would say also that the knowledge panel is probably just as valuable real estate. And so I think users that are, or marketers rather, that are trying to gain that space. You know, your Google My Business profile is going to be your first step in making sure you secure that. And then I think it is important to understand, if you're not showing up in that knowledge panel, why, and who is showing up for related searches.
Yeah, and it's interesting though, because back to an earlier point, you know, a lot of times that knowledge panel will say, people also looked for your five competitors listed right here.
And, that's right, and, that's right.
You know, again, another sort of good thing, bad thing, right?
That's right. And, you know, the one thing that I would say is pretty interesting that we've seen of late is that does matter, particularly in the local space, is not only other people search for, but this other area around people also asked, right? So just below a featured snippet, the people also ask is becoming a really important signal for local marketers to understand in the sort of the clusters of topics that searchers are looking for. Like, what are they looking for? How are they thinking about the topics that they're looking for? And then you cross-reference that with how close that is to intent to purchase or intent to take action, you can start to build out somewhat of a mapping of the types of content you should be publishing to capture those eyeballs.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you really look at what Google is suggesting, quite often they're suggesting your path.
That's right.
In many cases.
That's right.
Let's jump to another really big and contentious topic, reviews. I've been saying for a long time, I don't know if it's true or not, but that reviews are a ranking factor for a local business. Now, they certainly add social proof. We're not going to buy from certain kinds of businesses that don't have nice reviews and a nice aggregate number. But are they truly a factor that gets you in the three-pack or whatever we're calling it these days?
Well, so a couple things about reviews. And we were just taking a look at some data around this. I think some of the latest data we've seen is that within a local context, that up to a third of decision making by searchers is impacted by whether or not there are reviews present, right? And so I think that's important to understand. The other piece that we've looked at is if you take a broad swath of just the local search experience, whether you're on mobile or another device, in almost every case, whether it's a list view, the local pack itself, whether it's within the traditional blue link structure that we're used to seeing, reviews are a key component of those results. And so, and if you also just eyeball those, you'll notice that what you see are those businesses that have strong reviews, either strong in volume or strong in terms of number of stars and ratings. And so while I don't have a direct sort of signal that I can quote and say, yes, it definitely is, all of these sort of tea leaves come together and seem to illustrate that it's an important factor.
Yeah, I think where a lot of folks we work with get thrown off sometimes that I don't have an answer for is that there are plenty of examples, and I think it goes back to your point of, you know, maybe not such competitive industries, but there are plenty of examples where somebody can type in a search term with a clearly local intent and there'll be a couple companies you've never heard of that have no reviews and you're like, why did they get in there and I didn't? And I think that's a tough one to explain away.
It is. And one of the investments that we're making at Moz is really trying to provide more intelligence around local search, to the point where, you know, with certain topic, keyword, and question research, we can actually show you and show the marketer and show the SEO expert, here are the results and here are your competitors for eyeballs within a search within a certain geographical context. And that type of intelligence, I think, will help inform what a local marketer needs to take into account. That's very on the, like, really cutting edge stuff that we're working on, but it's really taking it to that. It's really representative of this idea that we understand how important local is to the broad search ecosystem. And so we're making investments in that area.
It used to be so easy. You know, you'd see who's ranking, you'd go figure out what they're doing and just do it two links better and you would rank above them. But it's gotten so complex now, hasn't it?
Those were the good old days.
All right, let's talk about link building, as a matter of fact, another big topic. Probably the hardest thing for a, you know, small business marketer to do or wrap their head around, especially since there was so much garbage, you know, for years about how to get links. What's the best way to get links, and are they still as important?
So within local, we know that link building is important, right? And some of the things that we found in the study was generally a lack of understanding about how to go about building links, right? And so, you know, I would sort of relate a lot of what link building is in a local context is around sort of community building, right? So within a local context, being able to reach out to local and adjacent and proximal organizations, and even adjacent businesses that are non-competitive or maybe co-opetitive, you might say, and really promoting this idea that there's a better together sort of reason that users or people that are searching or on the web should be able to sort of move between sites. I think that's sort of a really interesting approach. Link building is also, I think, on a local basis, I think it's a confusing conversation to have around creating links between pages and organizations. So what I sort of think about is some of the really common use cases, you know, which are things like if your business is sponsoring a local baseball team for Little League, if you're donating to the local YMCA chapter and taking part in the community, part of taking part in the community is sort of that attribution back to your business. I think those are real tactical things that I think local marketers can wrap their head around.
Well, I think it's the low-hanging fruit, and I'm right with you on that. Go get the alumni directory listing. Go get the Chamber of Commerce listing. I mean,
these are
gimmies, and they're, you know, strong local signals. In some cases, they're .govs and .edus, and they're local. So, yeah, I'm totally
that's
on board
right.
with that. Yeah.
Oh, the other thing I would say about that, too, is there's not a lot of competition for local link building. So if you're a small business and you're reaching out to build a, you know, that connective link between you and another organization, it's not like some other areas of the web where people are getting thousands of inquiries about links and about building links, right? So it's a very grassroots activity.
It's networking is all it is, right?
Absolutely.
At the local level.
Absolutely.
Okay, I saved the best for last. You ready?
Okay.
At what point does this all become pay to play?
That is a great question. I don't know if I could prognosticate that. I will say, you know, certainly we'll see, and we have been seeing, and I don't know if I quoted the exact number, but when we did that study on local monetization by Google, we were expecting to see a low single digit prevalence of ads across 11 of the top verticals across 100 top cities in the US. What we saw was 35% prevalence. And in those verticals where ads were prevalent, they were always there. So it's not like they showed up, disappeared, and they sort of were testing. They were becoming a permanent part of the search result. And so, you know, I think without question, monetization is going to spread to all the verticals where monetization, where intent to purchase is clear. Do I ever think it will be a pure pay-to-play scenario? I don't think so. I just don't see it going that direction because at the same time, I think there still is a function of search, which is to be a source of information. And if it's only a source of paid information, I think that becomes a very different place than where we are today.
Yeah, it is, as you commented, the high commercial intent stuff is pretty darn easy because they're so good at relevance. And that's, you know, that's probably what makes, I mean, that is the key to Google, isn't it?
That's right.
So, Neil, where can people find out more? I know everybody that listens to my show knows about Moz, but the State of Local SEO report is available, and maybe you can point people to where they can find it.
It is. So if you go to moz.com, /blog, you'll see a link to the report. And I believe also there are a couple articles that have been written by folks at Moz referring to and deep diving into certain aspects of the report. It's a pretty informative report. It's about 40 pages, so a lot to it. So yeah, I'd encourage folks to check it out.
From a practical standpoint, if you're a consultant or an SEO pro of any kind, there's some great sales data in there. And what I mean by that is just sales talking points about how you need to be talking about describing SEO, local SEO, I think, to some of your customers. That was one of my big takeaways anyway.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, I would even go a little bit further and say as a local SEO shop consultant, it's also great data to determine, hey, which verticals should I focus on within my geographies that I work in? Because there's definitely some low-hanging fruit in terms of business opportunity where we know local businesses need more help than others, given monetization, given, you know, other aspects of search.
Well, Neil, thanks for taking the time. I'm a big fan of Moz and appreciate you stopping by the show. Hopefully we'll see you out there on the road somewhere.
Happy to do it, John. Thank you.